Bro, I got to buy a red hoodie.
A what?
A red hoodie.
I
got to buy one, bro.
Why you got to, bro?
Cause I need some more variety of hoodies, bro. I really only got one. I got two, but one of them bitches really tight as fuck. I really need to buy a red one and a gray one, really. But you know what I'm saying? Are we in this bit? Is we back?
We back in this bit.
We back with another episode of AMG Podcast. I'm your host, AMG Float, aka ISO Float. Co-host Juice, say what's up, man.
It's your boy Juice. Good with y'all. Cron, say what's up, man.
Hey, what's good? It's your boy Cron, also known as AMG Cron. Let's get to it, bro.
All right, man, y'all already know what we finna talk about. I'm sure y'all done seen it, bro. Everybody talking about it, so we might as well talk about it too, bro. Let's go ahead and get into it. What Steve Harvey said, man.
Oh, that shit, bro. I mean, it's a lot that nigga be saying, but what specifically, though?
Yeah, you gotta elaborate.
All right, y'all know this video circulating about Steve Harvey saying he ain't got no female friends. Y'all seen that?
Oh, yeah. I seen that, yeah.
You seen that, too?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. So, do y'all agree or disagree? Can y'all have female friends? And also, can a girl have male friends? And would you be okay with your girl having male friends? Et cetera, et cetera. You know, really dive into it, y'all. I'm saying, give me y'all take on the situation.
All right, I'm going to go first. Personally, I disagree with him because you're more than capable of having a full-blown committed relationship with friend girls. And to answer your question about would it be cool for my girl to like have friend guys, I absolutely don't care. It doesn't offend me at all because, you know, we go together. So, I mean, if you're not loyal, then I mean, that just shows that you're not capable of doing such things. But hey, I'm pretty sure he's talking on experience, like some dumbass experience that actually doesn't pertain to this generation. Well, some of it does, but I feel like most people are capable of having any kind of friendship and being able to balance it without trying to overcommit.
What about you, Drew?
I'm not sure if y'all saw that playback video, but Agent said it best. There are only three circumstances where people are just truly, where men are just truly friends with women of the opposite sex. Either you don't find her attractive. Y'all have been friends for like a long, 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 long time, or strictly like business. Like it's strictly business friendship type of thing. Those are the only three circumstances I can think of to where y'all can just be friends. Because I mean, to be honest, I'm not talking about me per se, I'm just saying this in general. But like, to be honest, most dudes, if they have a friend, let's say she fine. Let's say she like bad, right? And y'all best friends. If the opportunity came, you would hit. Any nigga say they wouldn't, they are lying. I swear. Like if your friend is fine, unless one of those three options right there. So
those three options, though.
So do we exclude self-control at all?
What is I don't understand what self-control has to do with it because
if the opportunity presents itself, you're going to hit, even if you're in a committed relationship. So self-control is not needed there.
I didn't say you was in a relationship.
That's not the opportunity presenting itself, though.
Oh, like, yeah.
For instance, like, okay, so Like that is like if you in a relationship, that's self-control. Or if you have a female friend, that's fine. And she in a relationship, you respecting her, that's self-control. But like if y'all was both single and y'all both wanted to have sex with each other, are you hitting? Like,
oh
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what that's the point I'm making there, because I mean, because when I say opportunity, I'm not saying like, you know, I have a girlfriend, so I'm finna go sneak and do something. That's not really opportunity to me. What I say about it is, I'm single, you single, we got opportunity right now. I mean, shit, you know what I'm saying? That type of thing.
Oh, I was just thinking we was on the topic of what Trey said at first.
Because self-restraint, that I mean, that is a thing for sure. Respect, that's a thing as well, for sure. But I mean, like if neither one of those like is an issue, then like if we both single, I think she fine and she basically throw herself at me. We've been friends for like 6 months, and I mean, she, you know, so that's a different story. So I do agree with Steve seeing that aspect, but there are circumstances to where you can have just strictly female friends.
And, yeah, I feel like he was talking about more so relationship though.
And I mean, well, if that's the case to where he's saying, I don't got no female friends. You can't have no female friend. That's just, no.
Yeah, and he's talking about like in a full-blown committed relationship.
If you're in a full-blown relationship and you just can't have friends with somebody of something the like, you know, opposite you. Sex, that's either something wrong with you personally inside to where just you cannot have self-control.
At all.
Or it's your partner. They have trust issues. They got something wrong with them to where they just be like, you can't have no female friends. There's nothing. Like, no. One of the two. Because, I mean, my relationship right now, I have female friends. Strictly friends. She respects that. She's cool with that. We cool. She has, like, you know, guy friends. I respect that. Nobody overstep. We cool. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, bro. Let's deviate from what I said originally, because this is a question that I want to ask. All right. What did you say Agent said? The three reasons why you would be friends with a girl?
Yeah, he said it was either you do not find her attractive.
All right. Stop right there. Do y'all really have any female friends that y'all are not attracted to, bro? Like, would you, yes. Basically what I'm saying, would you be friends with a girl on purpose that was unattractive?
It depends, like the communication skill that we have, like the communication skill, like the conversations we have, like it don't matter. I mean, genuinely, I don't give a fuck.
Cause bro, to be like, attractive is just, it's not just looks. Like attractive is just, to me, attractive is like anything that draws you to a person. So if you friends with somebody, you're gonna be attracted to something about them. Like I'm not friends with any girls on purpose that I'm not attracted to. Like if I was friends with a girl that I wasn't attracted to, it would be like maybe we work together or something. Like we, for some reason, we forced to see each other like multiple days out the week. There will be no other way.
But Trey, I'm sure you know, Agent was talking about physically attracted to that person. That's what he was talking about. Like, I mean, like I actually can be friends with somebody that I'm not just physically attracted to. Like if we cool, like if we conversate, like if we cool, yeah. Your looks don't matter then, because I mean we're friends.
Bro, we had several friends at Jackson State, and that was one girl, light skin, all that good shit. She's like, you know, really up there. Everybody got their eyes on her type shit. And we in class, and we just doing assignments and shit like that. And she asked me a question. I asked her a question, even though she's attractive. Okay, cool. But I know my boundaries. I also knew I was in a relationship. But she was cool as fuck. But we kept in touch and shit like that. And you know, it ain't nobody y'all know, but it's just a random classmate. But we cool as fuck to this day. And it nothing going on.
I feel you, bro.
That man said cap. Only reason Land Surveying.
You hear that man, Trey?
That's the class name, bro. Land Surveying. That's it right there. Where we have to go outside, we get the machine, and we stick it to the ground, and we survey the land, and then we calculate it.
Surveying the land, huh?
That's the actual thing, bro.
What I'm saying, why are you telling us about the specific task I was doing? That's irrelevant. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I was just saying, like, you know, everybody in there in that room obviously wanted her for a completely different reason. But when the opportunity, like, you know, the conversation came up with us, I didn't take full advantage. Like, okay, she having a conversation with me, I should make a move, even though I'm committed. I just was like, you know, this is it. You know what I'm saying? Have you finished this assignment? You know, we should, you know, be able to keep in touch. You got the group me shit. All right, boom, boom, bam. We exchange notes and shit like that. Okay, bet, we go outside. What's his measurement? Like, no, I didn't take... I don't know how many times a dude came up to me. He was like, bro, y'all real cordial, bro. Y'all ain't, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, nah, bro, she cool as fuck.
I feel what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you ain't always gotta, like, you know, think with your penis. You can have just a normal conversation with somebody. You can just be cool with somebody without having to try to, like, you know, correlate things to like, you know, sexual things or, like, you know, nice. Go further than that. Like, you can just talk to somebody, like, instead of you trying to actually talk to them, like, you know, holler at them. You can just have a plain conversation. Nice. Just be a normal conversation.
We was friends with a group of girls, bro, on Jackson State, bro. Didn't try neither one of them. I don't know if one person, well, he's not in the group anymore, but I'm talking about me, Trey, James type shit. None of us tried him. Kept it cordial. We ain't been in the library alone several times, bro. One-on-ones type shit. Nobody tried shit, bro.
None of y'all three.
No.
Oh, they must not have been attractive then.
It had some attractive ones in there.
They must have been ugly. Because out of them names you just said, bro, I know two of them boys don't care. So they must have been like, they must have been dirt ugly.
Nah, they weren't dirt ugly.
I'ma just go ahead and speak. Since a nigga spoke on me.
I ain't even saying that.
First of all, shit, I don't care. Second of all, if the opportunity presents, I would have fucked all of them. But I was just chilling.
But I'm saying, what made you think I was talking about you, though? I said, I know three names.
You said there two was two. Of them don't care. And yeah. I don't care.
Oh, okay. But you said, if the opportunity did present itself, and I feel like them other two, if the opportunity present itself while they're single, they would did it too. Unless this girl is hit. So I ain't seen them, so I don't know.
None of them was hit, bro.
None of them were hit.
They all good looking girls, bro. But, all right. Now, y'all remember the video I was talking about the last time we did a pod, where it was the two guest females on Brilliant Idiots. What was their name? I want to get them respect and say their name.
Brittany and Sasha. I remember. Go ahead, bro.
You defeating my whole purpose of saying I want to get him respect by purposely saying the wrong name. It was like Ashley and Tam Bam or something like that. I don't remember.
Tam Bam.
The next pod we do, I will shout them out, their names, and the name of their podcast. But anyway, they were saying some dumb shit.
You want to get them respect, but you're talking about some... Okay, go ahead. My bad.
I respect them as people, but the things they were saying... Well, some dumb shit. Disrespect. You feel me?
Okay.
You can respect somebody and disrespect somebody at the same time. You feel me?
All right.
Cool. But one of the things they said was men want virgin hoes. Basically, like just saying that men are unrealistic. And it was wild.
That's big cap.
You think so?
How are we to know? When, like, you know, unless you just strictly going for Like, you having a conversation, and then the last thing you ended with is, are you a virgin?
What?
Do you not get what I'm saying?
I'm like, bro, I'm sitting here like, did I miss something? Did I miss the assignment?
Didn't Trey say it's unrealistic or some shit like we go out for virgin hoes?
Yeah. Right?
Okay, so what I'm saying is when you go and meet a girl, like unless you purposely ask at the very end of the conversation, are you a virgin? Then how do you go about, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, you ain't let me finish though, bro. Like, they're basically saying, like, men want virgin hoes. So basically, it's an oxymoron, which is a metaphor for saying that men are unrealistic in what they want. Because it's like, you want a girl that is experienced in bed so she can please you. But at the same time, so that's where the whole part comes from. And then the virgin part comes from saying, like, you want her to have less bodies than you. You know what I'm saying? So how can she be experienced but still have less bodies than you? Like, how can you have virgin hope? Basically what they're saying. But It's like, first of all, everybody don't want that. Second of all, how can you come at men for being unrealistic saying that shit, but y'all unrealistic as well?
Uh-huh.
And then that's where, dang, I should have messaged myself. So I remember what Andrew said. But Andrew Schultz responded, he was like, basically something like, but y'all, when she said that, he was basically like, but y'all want big dick billionaires or something like that. Like, it's unrealistic. Like, it go both ways. And then most people don't even want that.
Yeah. Well, when you put it that way, I mean, does it bother y'all that one? Like, if your partner has more body than y'all, bodies than y'all?
I don't really care.
Why you got the hugs in there?
Why what?
Oh, it's on the tray.
No reason. I was just thinking, like, do I care? I don't care. As long as she isn't giving me anything, then what she did before me, that doesn't affect us now.
Okay. Drew?
I said, nah, that really don't matter. I'm not gonna, I wouldn't disqualify somebody for having more bodies than me. I feel like that's very childish. Like, if you mark every other box, like, if you check every other box, I mean, but you just got two more bodies than me, I'm not gonna be like, oh no, I can't do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I wouldn't. I feel like this child.
Yeah, true.
I wouldn't care if you had 20 more bodies than me. Like, as long as once we are together, you not doing anything with anybody else, man, that don't matter.
Yeah. It's crazy how some people think, bro. A lot of people do too much thinking. Just not go out. Just go out and find what the fuck they want. Find what makes them happy. Instead of hearing other people say, you need a man that's a doctor, or you need a man that's doing this, that, and the third. Just find you a man that make you happy. And you take that journey with him for better or worse type shit.
So, bro, but we are not done. All right, men want virgin hoes. They also said women cheat better. Y'all think women cheat better? Y'all agree or disagree?
Yeah. As far as better, I think that women care more when they cheat, so they think about things. So I mean, so if by better that's it, then yeah, because I mean, dudes. If a dude's going to cheat or talk to somebody, they just going to do that shit. They're not going to think about, let me delete these messages and let me do this and let me do this. Make sure she don't know her. They don't know each other, so they can't cross paths one day. Like, dudes don't do all that. Females, they actually think about everything that they are doing to where they actually don't get caught up. So.
What you say now?
Yeah. I agree with you.
See, if I heard that just the way y'all heard it, I would have a similar reaction. But during the video, they also, somebody had an interesting response to that too. I think it was Wax. He was like, they was like, women cheat better. He was like, women don't cheat better. The man just not going to tell the other man. Like, the side nigga not going to say nothing. Like, most of the time when nigga get caught up, it's like the person they cheating with is doing stuff. Like, they trying to, they not playing their role. Basically, like, they trying to become the main person. When a woman is cheating with another man, most likely, 9 times out of 10, that man is not going to say anything to anybody about it.
Yep. I agree with that, too.
So really, it's much easier for them anyway.
Oh, the females would be like, coming to you as a woman, and it's this and this. That's why your nigga texting my phone, and this and this. You know, females are.
Well, yeah, the ones that like to boast and brag and shit.
Yeah, and then it's like females. I'm thinking about females. Females talk amongst their little friends. Then their friends talk amongst their other friends. Then their other friends talk amongst their other friends. And then they could possibly still end up getting around. But dudes don't really talk like talking about. Even if, let's say Trey cheating right now, right? Trey could tell us. In one ear, right out the other. We probably gonna forget about it. We're not gonna speak on it. So it's gonna stop right there. But with females like to gossip, just like what Nell said. So they gonna tell their friends. They gonna tell more people, and then it's just gonna go on like that. For most females.
All right, last one. Last dumb thing that I did not agree with. They said men always deflect. How y'all feel about that?
Elaborate.
Like, basically saying, like, in a relationship, no matter what happens, like, if there's, like, a situation where something happened, the man is going to try to flip it around and make it the woman's fault.
I mean,
like, you want an example?
No, I'm saying, like, what sample size did they get this from? Like, men always deflect. That's such a
these aren't like facts. These are some shit they just found online.
Like, they was just like, they was doing a podcast. They was just having a conversation.
Oh, okay.
Throughout the conversation, these were some things I heard, and I was like, this is bullshit. And I was like, I was gonna tell y'all about it.
I'm like, how, like, just because the few men that you have dealt with deflect doesn't mean men always deflect. Like, come on. That's the, like, at least group them. The men that you talk to deflect. Okay, cool. Or the men that you like deflect. All right, cool. All men don't do that.
Yeah.
And to be honest, everybody deflects. Some point in time, period. So everybody has deflected.
Yeah, so whoever said that shit is a contradiction. A walking one.
Exactly.
You said something, though, like, the sample size, bro. Because, like, a lot of times, this come up when there's discussions. Like, when there's a woman talking about a man on the internet, like, in a podcast situation type shit. Like, most of the time when they saying some shit, that's like a main thing most of the time. Like, what sample size? Like, where you get this from? Because, like, previously we had, like, we talked about them girls that was talking about, they said, I forgot what they said, but they was talking negative about me and that game. It's like, where you get that from?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That dumb ass.
Like,
shit.
How many have you been with that you would know? For the general populace, that yes, this is correct for the whole general populace, just not the ones that you talk to.
Bro, I just feel like anybody just get online and just, like I said, bro, I've already said this though, but people just get online and they just formulate opinions and then just base them and just say facts behind him. Like, this is a known fact. When you got gullible people, you got gullible people on the internet that really do not do their research and fall victim to that shit. It's just pathetic, bro. You know, sometimes you just hear it, you do your own research. That's typically how it goes. But you really got people that don't think for themselves. So people like those, they earn a platform doing shit like that. Like, she makes sense or he makes sense. Like, bitch, go find out your damn self. You know what I mean? Like, what are you talking about? Like, speak to yourself. Like, answer your own question. Like, when that person made that statement, right, as a woman that is watching that podcast, does my man deflect? Okay. Does other men that I have spoken to or previously dated, do they deflect? Not all of them. So therefore, that is incorrect. All men do not deflect. So therefore, you're right there, you just formulated your own opinion. But you got people that don't think like that, bro. And I hate that people like that got platforms, for real.
But even if, man, I mean, but like, everybody deflects. So it's like, so if you're thinking, has this person ever deflected? I'm sure they have in their life. Like, I mean, everybody has deflected at least once in their life. So, I mean, like, that statement is completely, that statement should not have came out of nobody's mouth, because everybody does it. Men, women, like, everybody deflects.
Yeah, because it's like, bro, like, when you got a platform, like, if you have a big platform, you know, a bunch of people going to see or hear what you say. Watch or hear what you're doing. Like, why would you, like, you should not give out an opinion and act like it's a fact. Like, just say that it's your opinion.
Yeah.
Or say that you've dealt with that. Or it could be so easy to just clarify. Instead of saying men deflect, it's so easy to just put in that in front of that. Some men deflect. Some of the men that I've dealt with in the past have deflected. Like, that's so easy.
Yeah, bro. So that way you don't deter listeners from listening to your bullshit.
Yeah, you misleading people, because, like you said, like both of y'all said, everybody deflect.
I've a walk in country. Yeah.
All deflect before. Like, I talked to a girl one time. Like, we were talking, and then I was like, so, in a past relationship, without saying anything negative about the other person, what could have been something that you did better in the relationship? And she like, oh, that's a good question, I like that. And then she immediately starts saying something about the other person after I just said, without saying something about the other person. So it's like, you know what I'm saying, everybody do it, bro. Yeah. Everybody do it.
You a walking contradiction. Do not come around me, bro. Because that means you don't even know what the fuck you be doing that's wrong.
I agree, bro.
But yeah, Steve Harvey been making a lot of noise on the internet, no cap. Like, what was it?
He said that women should never pay or whatever.
Yeah, that shit. But I think it was about a woman that Trey proved a point. A woman came on to the show and was like, "I know a guy, and he's been texting me very sexually, and I basically came up to here. You know, I flew all the way to California just to see what I should do." Like, because not only is it disrespectful to me, it's disrespectful to the woman that he's married to. And it's like, what the fuck? Not only did you get on national TV to air out that you're cheating, like you're snitching on a dude. You got on there to basically do absolutely nothing. Do absolutely nothing. Because she thought Steve Harvey was going to be like, oh yeah, you should go talk to the girl and you should get him hemmed up or some shit like that. He was like, just leave it alone. Cause what's gonna happen to him? It's gonna happen to him. He gonna be wondering why his business ain't flourishing. while his
oh yeah, bro, that was wild too, bro.
I'm like, Steve what you Harvey expect?
He's saying some crazy stuff, bro.
I know, like,
bro, that was wild, bro. Because cheating does not like cheating is bad, of course. Like, we don't condone cheating, but it's like. Cheating does not correlate with your business and your relationship with your kids and all this other stuff, bro. Like, Steve Harvey be doing too much, bro. Hey.
So let me ask you this, Trey. Since you said that, so when you think of karma, do you think of karma just pertaining to that thing that you did wrong? Or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you cheated, so you think karma is like somebody's going to be cheating on you, or like, you know, can your karma come back in, like, you know, different ways?
Of course, I feel like, oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just gonna say, I feel like that's what Steve was kind of saying.
Hell no, for like, it can come back in different ways, but the way Steve said it, it's like he's saying there's a direct correlation. There's not a direct correlation. And he made it seem like not one, like, oh, this could happen or this could happen. The way he said it was like, all of this is going to happen. Like, your whole life is just going to start crumbling down. Like, that's not necessarily going to happen. Because, like, sure, like, karma and all that, like, sure, but, like, karma, it's not like it's just gonna go around equally necessarily. Like, karma, we say karma, but really, like, it's just God, bro. Like, you sin and there are repercussions to that, but at the same time, God still bless us even when we don't deserve it sometimes. So that's where, you know what I'm saying, you can see people doing bad things and still live, it seems like they're living a good life, but you know what I'm saying, you know, it's not like just gonna be equal. You know what I'm saying? But different stuff do happen as a result of different things. But no, it's not a direct correlation from cheating. Sure, there could be bad stuff happening to you as a result, but it's not a direct correlation. Like, you're going to automatically lose your business if you cheat, or you're going to automatically have a bad relationship with your kids if you cheat. Those things could happen, but they're not guaranteed to happen.
Yeah, he on that step on the crack, break your mama's back type shit.
Uh-huh. I mean, stepped on hella cracks. Mac still good.
Yeah, Steve Harvey just been making a lot of noise on the fucking internet.
And some of that stuff is old stuff resurfacing, but it's still wild, the things he be saying, though. But it's like, it makes you think, like, do he really feel that way? Is he, like, is there, like, a that much of a gap in the way we think? Is he that traditional, or like, is he saying some of this stuff like to cater to like maybe a female viewership or something like that? Because if you notice, like, in some of the videos, most of the people in that crowd when he was saying those things were, most of the audience were women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, so, my bad. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say. So it's like, do you really feel that way, or are you bad?
Bro, so did y'all watch that playback video, bro?
Which one?
The most recent one about Steve.
The most recent one about Steve?
Yeah.
Where you talk about what Nell was talking about.
Yeah, okay. With the woman saying to her kids to help her pay for her Tommy Tuck.
Wow. Wild as fuck. I mean, listen. I don't even know what Steve said. I didn't even finish the video.
Wait. I think Steve was trolling by the end of it. Steve did not give a like direct response to it.
Payment plan. That shit.
Yeah. So he wasn't being for real about it. But it's like, okay, asking your kids to help you toward this just cause. Okay. But it's like her reasoning. She said, y'all the reason I got this. Did they ask to be born? Did they ask you to lay down and have them? Like you're the reason that you're the reason that you have them kids. You're the reason that you got that damn stomach.
Yeah.
Like, She was wilding, bro. No cap. She was wilding. Like, if she's like if I'm in that situation, it's my mom, and she says, I want this. Will you help me? And I have the money and I'm able to do something. I'm going to help her because it's my mom. But if she like, you, it's your fault. So you should, you obligated to help me. Like, oh, you got me fucked up.
Yeah. Because see, I was about to say, like, it's a certain way you have to present that question for real. Because like, you're not finna celebrate with me and then be like, y'all going to help me. Whoa.
Trying to like, get into it. Wild as hell, though. What he should have did, he should have been like, show of hands, how many other mothers out there have asked their child to help them get a tummy tuck?
That would have sent her ass. You ain't
going to see no hands go up.
That would have sent her ass. She would have sat right back down.
And be like, ma'am, so you still want your children to help you with a tummy tuck?
Like, you had years. After your kids, you had plenty of time to, if you was really considering losing the tummy, you could have been worked out, ate right, all that good shit, bro. So don't come up in this bit with no excuse talking about it's they fault.
No, I can't say. I do know after having children, after having like a certain amount of kids, some women, their bodies will actually never just like naturally go back to their form prior to. So I understand why she would possibly want a tummy tuck, but it's like, don't feel like your kids are obligated to actually like do something like that. Y'all are the reason that my tummy like they not the reason.
It's really crazy though. I ain't trying because y'all just want to say it's really crazy though because for her to be her age, she didn't even look bad.
That what Agent said. She didn't even look bad.
Agent said, what, so they can pay for you to get fucked?
Chill, bro.
What you were saying, don't you?
I was just saying, like that statement right there don't make sense. It don't make sense at all. Like, I don't get that. And then it's like, it's all about how you formulate questions or whatever, because I mean, all you had to say, you can think. See, it's y'all fault that I got this. But if you come up to him, so y'all want to help me out with this and that, like you don't got to, but I would much appreciate this or whatever case may be. That's what you can say. Then they help. Okay, cool. But I mean, they're not obligated to help you. You know what I'm saying? Like that ain't how you go about that, bro.
Thanks. And she gonna probably try to get back at him too. On some petty shit. Remember that time you didn't hit me with my tummy tuck? God, you gotta keep away from them, no cow.
One of her kids was like just out of college. And she asked for like $1,000 a piece. $1,000 is a lot of money to
just dish out
to some people. You know what I'm saying? Like
the girl $1,000 was 22 and her son was 27, bro. I'm surprised that the son even agreed to it. Well, nah. I would do it for my mom. It's just that she was trying to act like they was obligated. But yeah. For the 22-year-old though, like, come on. Like, that's crazy. Like, where's she gonna get the money from?
Exactly. Unless she was just trying to be funny for the show or whatever the case may be, you never know. But it's like don't go on live TV and say some bullshit like that and then just, you know what I'm saying? Because
you know she wasn't trying to be funny, Drew, because that shit is embarrassing. You would not do, none of us would do that TV, bro. That is embarrassing. To even ask, to tell people that you asked that question.
You know it was real because girl was like, I'll probably do a payment plan. She don't know what the fuck going on. She's very confuffled.
Oh, she's trying.
Yeah, bro, but that's how you know she was so confused, bro.
I would have been mad as hell, bro.
If I was way, her, you put me in the spot. Her,
that nigga Steve said, oh, you want to do a payment plan? They're going to do the top, then they're going to come back through the middle, then they're going to do the bottom and flatten it all out. I'm trying, and you want to make jokes and shit.
Man, I really want to see what he would have said, as far as a real response, bro. Because now, if he would have said, "I do feel like y'all need to be doing that," because y'all ought to read. I wish I wanted to hear Steve say that, bro. I was like, Steve,
you can't be that crazy.
You can't.
You gotta get your ass beat.
I thought Steve was gonna get her right. Be like, okay, now they did not ask you to lay down. See, I have them. So it's not their fault. Your decision, you had them, that's on you. That's what I wanted Steve to say, but Steve's trying to troll and be funny and shit. I'm like, damn, I want to hear a fucking real response.
Yeah, no. We ain't gonna get that. No cap. Man, speaking of that, all that shit, bro. I was on my phone earlier, bro. I'm on this fucking clothing store app, bro. It's called Shein. Y'all heard of that shit, bro?
Shein?
Yeah.
Spell it now.
Shein.
I don't believe it's pronounced like that, but I know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
How you pronounce it, bro?
I said I don't believe it's pronounced like that. Well, I don't know the correct pronunciation, but it's not Shein.
Shine?
It could be Shine. I don't think it's Shine. I really don't think it's Shein.
Shein.
But I know what you're talking about. Go
pronounce
ahead,
it, bro.
Shine, Shane, Shein.
Pronounce it, bro.
It could be Shein. I think it's Shein. I think that's the Shein.
Shein?
But I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But like I said, I don't think it's Shine. Like you know, like Shine is in Shine, like Shine. I don't think it's Shine. Well, but go ahead, bro. Finish your,
well, I'm gonna just think of Shein.
Yeah, all right, Shein. Bro. Finish your thought, bro.
You got some nice clothes on there, bro.
Did you buy some?
I was just adding shit to my bag so I can my next paycheck. I'm gonna drop some. Bring that shit here.
Drop a little 300.
What type of clothes? Like, is it like a certain design?
Graphic tees and like cut up pants, shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
I'm gonna just show y'all what's in my bag, bro. It's been pretty cool, bro.
Bro, speaking of
Shine. Oh. My bag, go ahead, bro.
Bro, I wanna get some coochie stuff, bro. But it always be out of stock of the one I want. Y'all probably don't even know what I'm talking about. Do you know what I'm talking about? Put your mic on, bro.
Jay, why are you talking to me, dude?
So you don't think that coochie stuff fire?
No, nigga.
So you don't think them shirts fire?
No, nigga.
So you wouldn't wear a coochie shirt? Are you serious?
Oh, you may be right, bro. You may be right now.
What?
I typed in Shein pronunciation, and she said
Shine.
Oh, okay. Shine.
So if I buy you a coochie shirt for Christmas, you're not gonna wear it.
No.
At man 30.
Coochie shirt.
Oh. Let me look up. Y'all talk while I look up the design. I'm sending it.
Bro, anywhere that I would wear a coochie shirt would be vastly inappropriate. Like, I would
wear a coochie shirt anywhere.
Bro, normally, okay, I'm either with family, or I'm either at my girl's house, or I'm sometimes with y'all, okay? With family, with my girl, at my girl house. Neither one of those are appropriate to wear a coochie shirt. Let her mama
to wear that in both of those situations. With your family, at your girl house, that sounds appropriate to me.
Let her mama see me in a coochie shirt. She gonna talk for an hour about this coochie shirt.
They got some IG, but these bitches skinny fuck.
Bro, that man.
I'm the coochie man.
Calm down, bro. matching, bro.
That man said he wouldn't wear the coochie shirt.
I don't think nobody would, Trey.
I would, bro.
Except for Tremaine, my bad, bro. You're right.
Loyal bitches don't respond to DM. They ignore niggas.
Now, what the hell is you speaking on, Jake?
Pac-Man.
This man been saying lyrics all day.
Random lyrics, bro.
Bruh, I'm trying to find the design.
It's all right, bro. It's, I ain't gonna lie. It's not meant to be found.
I'm probably finna have to charge it to the game for these jeans on this app, bro. This shit is not smacking. My mom's.
Jew. What do you think about the Bucks, bro?
They gonna win the East.
You said you think they gonna win the East?
No. I did not say I think. I said they gonna win the East.
Oh.
Ooh.
I think they got a good chance. A lot of people really underrating them, so I would like to see them win the East because a lot of people are like, the Bucks not going to win. The Bucks not going to win. The Bucks are always good in the regular season, but they never do anything in the playoffs. The 76ers are going to come out the East. The Nets, if their Nets healthy, they're coming out the East. If the Nets not healthy, it's the 76ers. Like, nobody care about the Bucks. They picked up Jrue Holiday, picked up P.J. Tucker. Nobody still don't care about the Bucks.
Hey, so these hoes ain't tough. Come on.
Goddamn.
Fuck!
Gotta do the look. I can't see what the design. Oh,
yeah. The black and white sock with the black and white shirt. That would be fire.
Yeah, that D shit is tough.
Oh, yeah. What was I saying? Oh, I would, if I had to put some money on one team outside of Brooklyn to come out the East, it would not be the Bucks, though. I'd put some money on the Heat before the Bucks. And who was I talking to when I said that the Hawks was gonna be a playoff team this year? It had to be you, bro. And y'all niggas calling me crazy.
You're not right, Jew.
I said the Hawks was gonna be a top seed in the East. Is they not?
They shouldn't be.
Exactly, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas act like I don't know what I be talking about when I be saying stuff. You feel me?
That man guessed and got correct.
He said guess. That would be a wild guess, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? But I was 10 toes behind it. You feel me?
It was a wild guess. And you was 10 toes behind it. And you just happened to be right by luck.
That nigga said happened. It's only so much of being right that I can be when it comes to basketball, Trey, before it's not more luck. You know what I'm saying?
How much right have you been?
I was right about the Lakers last year. I was also right about the Clippers last year. I was right about the Heat last year. Trey.
What did you say right about the Lakers?
They was going to win a championship. Did that.
You I said two top five players, so the odds were not very stacked against you. Continue.
Now I said the Clippers were nowhere near as good as people thought they were. They were not. Am I wrong about that? Is that Yeah.
They just had bad performances, and they didn't finish out the Nuggets. They could have beat the Nuggets. Like, they was up in multiple games.
Anybody could have beat anybody, though, Trey. But I'm saying what we saw, they were not as good as what people were saying.
What we saw, they were good. They just broke down.
Which means they weren't that good. The better team won, right? Hmm? Yeah. Seven game series, the better team is going to win. The better team right then is going to win that series.
Yeah, in that moment, the Nuggets were better because the Clippers broke down.
So that is another point I was correct about. But I said that at the beginning of the season, everybody else was like, nah, the Clippers going to the finals, this and that. I said they're not going to the finals. I was right about that again. But then I said the Heat. I wasn't as like strong about this Heat point, but I said the Heat and somebody else going to the finals over the Bucks. I said this last year.
Bless you.
Appreciate it.
That, and I was also right about that as well. So, I mean, there's only so much being right that you can be. And I also said the songs are going to be really good this year, but I mean, you could have guessed that much. But I also have a few more playoff predictions. Now, if those come true too, I'm going to have to get my respect. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm going to say.
A lot of the stuff you just said, I can't give you no respect for because I don't have anything on paper. So anything, any predictions you want to have, go ahead. So we have the Carfax right here.
Did he say on paper?
He ain't got no proof. I'm not sure if you said that early on. I'm not sure if that was your pick to come for the win the East early on. And the Clippers thing, I don't really agree with you about the Clippers. The Lakers thing, you can have that one. So you got one.
You said that you don't agree with me about the Clippers, but I'm saying you heard me say that though, right?
Hmm?
You remember me saying that though, right?
You can say
last year.
You talking about being right about predictions and getting respect though. That's a prediction. But I don't agree with the prediction, or I don't feel that the prediction was right.
But you say about facts. That's facts, though. I mean, the proven fact was on paper, physically, they lost, which means they were not as good as everybody else predicted. Everybody else said finals. Everybody else said conference finals. They didn't even do that. But I said way before that even happened, a bunch of analysts, everybody that I talk like basketball with you, like everybody else.
And because they lost, they weren't as good as everybody said they were?
Yeah. Because everybody else said finals are bust. Everybody else said conference finals or bust. So they did neither one of those things.
Why did it have to be they weren't as good as everybody said they was? Because they lost. Why couldn't it be the Nuggets was better than everybody they was?
Those go hand in hand. They're parallel.
I still don't agree with you about the Clippers.
You don't agree with it, but it's the truth. But I also have predictions for this season as well. I have already told you guys this season playoff predictions, but I'll have to tell y'all again because y'all don't remember nothing. So I'm gonna have to, you know what I'm saying, say it again. Someone said actually does come true.
You got this video.
Why don't you go ahead and submit it right now? Tell us
52-25 minutes.
Tell us who's in the Western Conference Finals, who's in the Eastern Conference Finals, and who's in the Finals. Go ahead, tell us right now.
Okay, that ain't how it worked, but I can tell you my predictions. My predictions are the Lakers are going to the Finals again, and either the Heat or the Sixers are going to beat the Nets. That's what I got this year. That's what I got. Because to be honest, I feel like the Nets are in the same boat as the Clippers were last year. There's a whole bunch of hype around them, but we'll have to see if they actually live up to that. So those are my two predictions for these playoffs.
And so let me get this right. So based on you predicting the Lakers, who are the reigning finals champions, and who top five players on their team, predicting that they go into the finals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's one prediction. And then another prediction is that a Nets team that is just formed, and also they players been periodically injured and haven't had much time to play together.
Yeah,
they may not even be healthy come playoff time, and then you pick not one but two teams, so that one of those two teams is going to beat this one team, and those are your two predictions. And
it just depends.
Respect based off those predictions.
It depends.
I'm just trying
to
see if I got you right.
Yeah, you got me right, but you don't understand. It depends on like I cannot say the Sixers are going to beat the Nets. What if they don't meet each other? How are they going to beat them if they don't meet? So I said one of the two. They're going to have to play one of them two. I don't care what nobody say. They got to play at least one of them two. So I know one of them going to knock them off. So it's just, you don't know how the whole playoff bracket going to fall. Then as far as the Lakers, a bunch of analysts and a bunch of people that I talk to still don't respect the Lakers this year for a championship. To be honest, a bunch of analysts saying a whole bunch of bad stuff about the Lakers right now. And the whole season. The Nets over the Lakers. Nets gonna beat the Lakers. Nets isn't it? I mean, the Nets are the favorites though, Trey. So I'm like, what are you saying? Yeah, I mean,
but they're not if that healthy, much over. They're not that much of a favorite though over the Lakers, bro.
They're not. I mean, we don't think so, but you ask a whole bunch of people, they're gonna say different.
Now, but I'm gonna give you a prediction, bro. Suns win the West. I mean, Suns going to the Western Conference Finals. That's a prediction right there. Yeah, I'll mark that up. You heard it here first, folks.
That's your only prediction.
Huh?
That's your only prediction.
You want another prediction?
Yeah.
Let's see.
That's a very easy prediction, but okay.
That man said that's an easy prediction.
They're the first team in the they're the number one seed in the West. They just gotta be two of the normal teams to actually get up there. They're not gonna play like Clippers, probably not Lakers, probably not Jazz. So until the conference finals. So that's pretty easy, but go ahead. My bad, go ahead.
Okay, so you just trolling because of what I did. Okay.
No, I'm being real though, for real. But go ahead.
Suns going to the Western Conference Finals. And let's see what's another prediction. The Bucks come out the East.
Now that's a prediction. That right there is a prediction. Because what you said at first, the masses may agree with you. What I'm saying goes against the grain. Everything I'm saying is going against the grain. The masses may agree with what you said about the Suns, but the Bucks, nobody thinks that. So
you think the masses don't agree with the Lakers finals again?
No, I don't think that, bro. To be honest,
we're not talking about analysts. We talk about the masses. The masses definitely think that the Lakers are going to win again.
The masses, Trey? The masses are with the Nets, bro. Outside of analysts, if we go do a poll right now of people that actually watch basketball, who do you think's going to win the chip if healthy? Everybody's healthy. Who you think going to win? And I bet you most people say Nets. They are the favorites for a reason, bro.
True, but they not guaranteed to be healthy.
They not.
And you can't, you know what I'm saying? It's still the Lakers, though, and it's still LeBron. And it's a lot of people that ride with the Lakers and LeBron. Maybe the majority, which would be the masses.
Outside of Los Angeles, I don't know, bro. It's the masses in L.A. for sure, but everywhere else, I mean, I hear a whole bunch of people hating on them Lakers, bro. So I'm just being real. But you know what? Those are your two predictions. I mean, just like what you said about my whole like Lakers prediction to where it's like
let me give you another prediction just to cement the respect that I deserve for my predictions.
That's not going against the grain.
Let me see.
I mean, the Suns got to be the Mavs and the Mavs in Portland, and I mean they go into the conference finals. Like,
I got you a prediction, bro.
All right.
Western Conference. Oh, this not right. This is it. Let's see. All right. Let's see. 6-3. What is it? It's 1-8. 2-7, 3-6, 4-5. Oh yeah. If the standings stay the way they are, Clippers beat the Lakers in the first round.
Okay, that's a prediction right there, boy. There you go. There you go. Way to go against the grain. About time, boy. I like that. You know what I'm saying? I can respect them too.
That man said about time. Everything I do is against the grain, bro. That man is tripping.
Yeah, you right about that. But that right there was the first prediction was not against the grain. I'll give you that one though, for sure. Now if that happened, you know what I'm saying? If everybody healthy, of course. But
that man said not against the grain. That is against the grain, bro. No, the Suns going to the Western Conference Final is against the grain, bro. Nobody thinks that they really going to go to the Western Conference Finals, bro. Everybody's saying, oh, they doing good, blah, blah. They're a young team. They never been in the playoffs. We don't know what Devin Booker going to do in the playoffs. None of them been in the playoffs except for Chris Paul.
But Trey, listen. The Suns got to beat. Okay. Based off of these standings right now, the Suns got to beat the Warriors and the Nuggets with no Jamal Murray. Like, come on. Can they not do that, bro? Be real. The Suns team is amazing right now. They could do that.
That's an injury, though.
But I'm saying right now, what I'm looking at, with the teams constructed, they could probably cakewalk there. Probably. Because that Warriors, that's a five-game
series, though. If it wasn't for injuries, though.
But we can't speak on it.
But I'm saying, if those teams didn't have injuries, if those teams were healthy, the Suns still beating them.
Okay, that's probably going like kind of against the grain. But we can't speak on that because they do have season-ending injuries. So, so we can't really talk. You know what I'm saying? That didn't happen no way this year. So, but okay, I like that.
Suns and Bucks in the finals.
What I'm going to say, though, okay, since you don't believe my Lakers take goes against the grain, which it does, but since you don't believe it, I'm going to say the Jazz lose to the Trailblazers in the first round.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I don't like this dude, bro.
I mean,
I don't like this dude, bro.
Think about just think about the Jazz in the playoffs. What success? They damn near, I don't know if they've made it out of the first round recently.
Yeah, they have. Recently, the last time they did, they beat the Thunder with Russ and PG. Hold up, wrong team. No, they did beat them first round. The Jazz did beat them first round, 1 year, but it wasn't recent. I don't think, like past 4 years. I don't think so.
Yeah, and then. Yeah. Like, if they play some, like, I don't know. The Thunder, like, Russ and PG, I don't know how they beat them. But, you know what I'm saying? Russ will fuck some shit up. PG will fuck some shit up. So, they great-ass players, but they'll both fuck some shit up. So, you can see that. But if they going against people that mean business, like anybody else that would be in the Western Conference playoffs, they're going to beat the Jazz.
And that's a 2-7 seed, bro. That's a wild prediction. A 7 seed being a 2 seed, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? But it's all right.
Trailblazers, bro. I don't know what it is lately. Well, it's really injuries. But the Trailblazers are way better than what their seed is. Like, they had to do the play-in last year. They way better than the play-in. Like, they are a better team than that. It's just injuries and stuff. But the Trailblazers are better than the Jazz. The trouble is better than the Jazz, bro.
Oh, well, then my prediction, bro. I ain't got nothing else. That's what I believe. I ain't finna just make something else up now. I mean, that's, you know what I'm saying, my prediction. I've been feeling like that all year, though. I'm feeling like the Heat or the Sixers gonna beat the Nets. Whoever they see first. It don't even matter which one. Whoever they see first, to be real. And then Lakers won the championship. No, not just going to the championship. They're gonna win that bit. Against all odds, you can have the whole field. I take the Lakers. You get the whole, you get all the rest of them teams out there. I got the Lakers. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is. Come on, bro. So, for sure. What time is it like, bro?
1:04.
Man, you know what I'm saying? We got the predictions out. Y'all, I'm here at this point. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Mark this up. Come back to this after the finals. You're going to see how right I was. You feel me? Suns and Bucks in the finals, bro. Hey, somebody go to the casino and bet on that, bro. Then you ain't even got to pay me when you win, bro. Just know that I'm a real nigga, bro. I really set you for life. Because if you bet on the Suns and the Bucks, bro, the odds are so stacked against you that once that come true, you're going to make so much fucking money. Like, it's ridiculous, bro. But, yeah, pray for muscle back. You know what I'm saying? AMG out.